Colorado Democrat congressional candidate raises money with man who threatened to kill Trump supporters. By Kyle Olson on October 20, 2020. A Colorado congressional candidate recently raised money with a man who was caught on camera saying he wanted to kill Trump supporters. Ike McCorkle, who is challenging U.S. Representative Ken Buck, R., held an online fundraiser on September 17 titled, "Beware, Climate Care." The event featured former Speaker of the Colorado House Andrew Romanoff, climate activist Diana Bray, and Chair of our Revolution Weld County Christopher Jacks. Project Veritas captured Jacks, a member of the Colorado Democratic Party Executive and Central Committees, on camera earlier this year invoking revolution and proposing terminating Trump supporters in the streets. 2020 is a political revolution, he said in a video timestamped January 2020. I am going to do everything morally acceptable to win. I will lie. I will cheat. I will steal. Because that's morally acceptable in this political environment, he said. Jacks's apparent solution in his recorded conversation included a strategic hit on the 0.1% that's in charge. As well as, it's truly killing random Nazis on the street, random fucking bootlickers. He seemed to fantasize about random billionaires turning up dead. Jacks expressed his love for Antifa and theorized radicals need to just talk about guillotines to apparently keep elites in line. Option A, what I'm proposing. Option 2, slicey bois. What are your choices? Which one do you want? He said in the Project Veritas video. He went on to suggest Joe Biden will merely be a stooge for the far left due to a functioning signing hand for progressive legislation. Jacks went so far as to threaten Biden if the prospective president does not do what the radicals demand. During a debate on Friday, Buck brought up the fundraiser and Jacks's statements. A source told Breitbart News the laughing heard in the video was from another event in the same building unrelated to the debate. Buck brought up the fundraiser in his closing statement, so McCorkle was unable to respond formally without break the rules. In a follow-up video, Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe is seen confronting Jacks. Jacks defiantly admitted it was him on camera. Yes, I will lie to people who lie to us. I will cheat people who cheat us, he said. I stand by everything that I said, Jacks told O'Keefe. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Listen to segments on YouTube or download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Twitter, like him on Facebook, and follow him on Parler.